This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. We're starting a new series called The Touch of God. There is nothing that can compare to the touch of God on your life. You know, when God touches your life, you can never be the same again. And so over these next few weeks, we're just going to go through some Bible verses that will maybe shed some more light on this. And I really believe it's going to bless you. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in that, I find tremendous hope and encouragement to consider that Jesus Christ is the same. So when we read him doing miracles in the Gospels, we realize that he will still do them today if we look to him and if we believe him. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 1. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I'm willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Here we have this beautiful account of Christ coming down from the mountain. And this leper came and worshipped him. And the leper said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus did something very significant. He put out his hand and touched him. And I'm sure that man could say that his life was forever changed after that touch, and he was cleansed. Because when God touches your life, you can never be the same again. Just one touch from Jesus, and like this man, your life will be forever changed. Jesus was walking down the mountain after giving the greatest sermon ever spoken, the Sermon on the Mount, and was accompanied by a large, adoring crowd. He was probably tired, and maybe he was hungry, and I'm sure he could have dismissed the leper, therefore, as an unwanted distraction. After all, he had places to go and things to do, and he could have even seen him as an unwanted follower. After all, who wants to be known as the person who draws lepers to their meetings? But he stopped and touched him, because with Jesus, it was always about the one. And through a simple touch, he not only demonstrated his power, but his love, mercy, kindness, and compassion. And this man's life was never the same again. And when you think about it, Jesus could easily have spoken to him and made him well. But he did more than simply speak. He touched him. Think about how long it had been since that man had known human touch. And again, let's remind ourselves that if you've ever read the book, The Love Languages, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman, a really good book, particularly for anybody looking to get married or for anybody who has been married and wants to stay married. I think it's important to understand the love language of your spouse. And one of the love languages is touch. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing to receive a hug. You know, to have somebody put their hand on your shoulder when you're going through a dark time. There's something about human touch. It really is one of the ways whereby we show love to each other. But it's interesting that God chose to minister true touch to this man who probably had gone for so long without experiencing a touch from a human being, because he was obligated to cry out unclean, unclean, stay in the desert places, stay away from towns, villages, etc. They had to leave their family. It was like a living death. And, you know, in a way, they were like the living dead because they were just cut off from family and friends. And so that touch opened the door for a whole new life for this man. Mark chapter 5 and verse 21. Now, when Jesus had crossed again by both to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. And so this was a tremendously urgent situation. This man's daughter was dying, and, you know, any good father would, you know, give his life for his daughter, would crawl over broken glass to help his daughter if she was in need. And this man was under tremendous pressure because his daughter was on the point of death. And I'm sure there was a part of him saying, if your daughter has only a few minutes or hours to live, would you not just spend it with her by her side? And so instead he chose to invest that precious time into getting the attention of Jesus, and in the hope that Jesus would come, pray with his daughter and heal her. And, you know, we read on further that now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 20 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. It's interesting. We're talking about God touching us. But you know what? We can touch him too by faith. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Now, unfortunately, this on one level was wonderful that this woman was telling her story. She had received her healing. She was giving her testimony. But I'm sure all this time the man was in the background just wringing his hands, just sweating, worrying, Lord, when will you come to pray with my daughter? He knew it was tremendously urgent, and therefore I'm sure it was so hard for him to sit there quietly as this woman was giving her story. And then everything that he had feared came to pass, because verse 35 says, while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? This must have been absolutely heartbreaking to the father, particularly to have been so close to having Jesus pray with his daughter. And now it was too late because his daughter had died. I'm sure it must have been a very frustrating moment for this man. And I always find it tremendously sobering to consider when you read that verse, the attitude of the people who brought the news. It was completely lacking in empathy or compassion for the man. They just bluntly told him, your daughter's dead. That's it. Don't bother Jesus anymore. You know, they were saying don't bother Jesus anymore because, you know, in reality, they probably weren't too bothered about what had happened. And that came across in the way they said it. But I'm so glad that it bothered Jesus. It bothered him enough to actually go and fix the problem. We read on. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. Verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. That's good advice for you today, child of God. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter where you're at, what storm you're facing, what giant you're facing, what mountain you have to climb, understand this. Fear is never going to bring you to where God wants you to be. We choose faith, not fear. And this is why Jesus said to this man, even in the face of utter impossibility, because there's nothing more final than death. His daughter was dead. It was over. The dream had died. She was beyond help. She was dead. But Jesus responds by saying, do not be afraid, only believe. And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of John. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, why make this commotion and weep? The girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. But when they had put them all outside, and that's what you do with unbelief, put it outside. Cast it down. Cast down those vain imaginations. Those negative thoughts that tell you you won't, you can't, it's not possible. You're never going to be healed. You're never going to come out of debt. You're never going to be free. You're never going to find love. No, don't listen to the lies of the devil. Cast out unbelief the way Jesus cast out these people. And he took the father and mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kumai, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately she arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. And they were overcome with great amazement, but he commanded them strictly, no one should know it, and that something should be given her to eat. I think it's beautiful that Christ, the first thing he does is tell them to give the little child something to eat. We have not a Savior who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, one who is tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. You know, we have a Lord who understands our needs, but I think it's a beautiful thing that Jesus touched her and raised her right there and then, because there's nothing like the touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again right here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series on The Touch of God.